you call a roll that you'll eat in the morning. You know, it's
a biscuit.
It's got sugar on it, raisins or something.
Okay.
Danish.
Okay.
Let's see, what might a whole bunch of these look like? You know, one great big thing. You might bake it and invite some friends over in the morning and then cut it up and everybody will have some coffee and Do you ever say coffee cake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Coffee cake.
Alright. What's the sweet white stuff that's spread over a coffee cake or a danish?
Sugar.
Okay, what do you call it then? You know, the white, sticky, goopy stuff. You know, what do you call it?
Glaze.
Okay. Alright. What's the difference between glaze and frosting?
Oh, frosting is thicker, has more texture.
Okay. Let's see, what's the stuff that's spread over the donuts? What do you call that?
Glaze.
Yes. Okay. It might have a rectangular donut, not with a hole in it. Mm-hmm. You know, it might have frosting over it. What would you call that?
I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term long john?
No.
Okay. Let's see. What about those jelly-filled donuts without a hole in them?
Bismarck's.
Okay. What about the twisted kind of
twist?
Okay. You ever heard cruller than that?
No.
When you're washing dishes, you might remove your
wings.
Okay. What about something that has a large stone in it? Do you have different names for different kinds of rings?
Clusters.
Okay. What about a particularly large or, you know, just really pretentious looking ring?
Dinner ring.
Okay. What are knee-length shorts called? What do you call them?
Knickers.
Okay. Or maybe just above your knee.
Pedal pushers.
Okay. Let's see. Higher than knee-length shorts?
I don't know, just shorts.
Okay. Let's see. Would you call them short shorts?
If they're really short.
Okay. Alright. Pedal pushers, about what point do they come on your leg?
Just right above your knee.
Okay. Let's see. What might you call clothes that somebody else had owned and worn until you got them?
Hand-me-downs.
Okay. What if you're an adult and somebody gave them to you? Maybe
secondhand.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call very fashionable slick clothes? You know, really super faddish kind of clothes. What do you call them?
Room style.
Okay. Let's see, how do you store winter clothes in the closet during the summer?
With mothballs.
Okay, what might you put them in? Maybe the tops of the hangers can stick out.
Plastic bags or things.
Okay. Do you make a distinction between a storage, a bag for storage and a bag for traveling? Do you have different names for those?
No.
Okay. So what do you call them? Just
all your storage bags.
Okay. Let's see.